Great to have you with us this morning on this Thursday, the 20th of February. Some live sport going on. Premier League, Man City 1, West Ham 0. That's in the 26th minute. Still to come on the McCafe menu today, Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor's going to join us in studio. Harris Andrews from the Brisbane Lions and also the All-Star team. And now, Wispy, we will recap a conversation from yesterday, and that is footy and toughness and hardness, and it all came about because of a text message of one of our listeners said the 80s was the toughest era of footy.
Well, he also said that there hasn't been any tough footy playing since the 80s.
And you said the 85 grand final.
I said that was tough.
There hasn't been any tough footy since then. Then
and then I corrected that. I corrected that.
Because the 89... all the 89 people come, grand final, and then you said you took Dennis Banks out in the 90 grand final. So then I said to you, give us your six toughest players from the 80s, and I'll give you my six from the 90s, just so for those that maybe just joined us, give us your six.
I went to Bernard Tui, John Worsfold, Gary Ablett Sr., obviously, Gary Ayres, Kenny Hunter, and Mark Harvey.
Right, and I've gone Glenn Archer, Duncan Callaway, Paul Kelly, Steve Silvani, Gavin Brown, and Michael Voss. And you've got to define toughness. So a lot of people are texting through going, what about this bloke? What about that bloke? Everyone's got a different definition. Yep. So mine's not about punching blokes in the head or knocking them out.
No, we don't rate that.
Well, we don't. Others seem to have, given some of the recommendations. That's fine. Eyes on the footy, not flinching when you know you're going to, you know, you're in imminent danger. But not flinching. That's my definition.
Never showing any fear out there on the footy field is toughness.
Well, I think everyone has fear, but then
harnessing it,
overcoming it.
That's it.
So as a result of that.
Not sure about how smart this bloke was. That's the problem.
This bloke being Mark Harvey, one of your great teammates who joins us on the line. Harves, welcome.
There always had to be a back end.
It was too good, wasn't it?
Well, how chuffed must you feel this morning being named the number one toughest bloke of the 80s, Mark?
Oh, that's insane. Well, that's only your opinion, buddy, isn't it?
Just my opinion, but I had a good look at it. You know, can you remember, this is the thing that sticks out in my mind, MCG against North Melbourne, you're in the middle of the ground, you got to kick one of those high balls, you're going back with the fly of the ball. It wasn't your footy to even go anywhere near. And you kept building up speed, Mick Martin's coming the other way and crunched the collision. I mean, you never, ever took your eyes off the ball.
No, well, I think that was in, like, when you had a coach like Kevin Cherry, that was always inducted into you. That's the way you had to play. You had to put the body on the line. So I do remember that vividly, and I've since spoken to Mick Martin about that collision, and he actually missed 6 or 8 weeks after that because he had calcified cork at the top of his leg on the top of hitting me in my ribs when I was going back with the fly of the ball. So, yeah, it was part of the game. It still is part of the game, putting your body on the line when you don't know what's coming.
What about the other five I've named in my top six? John Worsfold, Gary Ablett, Gary Ayres, Kenny Hunter, Bernard Tui. Any of those guys don't belong?
So that's in the 80s you're talking about, Tim?
In the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've had a few more. Malone was tough. He was he was always in around the mark. Hocking.
Darren Malone.
Todd Viney.
Oh, yeah.
Where does Todd Viney rank, Gary? Did you have him in yours?
Unlike Tim, I decided to not put any of my teammates in because I would have had Tingay and Viney were the two I would have had in for me.
Yeah. Lee Matthews was part of the 80s, so he was obviously right up there.
No, Tim didn't have him. Tim didn't have Lee Matthews.
Oh, right, okay. Well,
I handled him too easily in the 84 and 85 grand final stashes. That's why.
I tell you what,
I know you went to Russell Morris in that big brawl back in 85.
Well, you were circling, Tim. I don't know what you were doing, but you were talking. That's all you were doing. You weren't helping.
Hey, were you always like eyes on the footy right from the word go? I mean, did you ever feel the fear that the rest of us all felt?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I just, it was the way I sort of grew up playing, and it's just part of the DNA when I was a young kid. So I grew up the back streets of Keilor Park, so that's, you had to look after yourself, and fear wasn't an issue. So it sort of flowed onto my football, and, you know, you still see it's a big part of the game now. These players hit harder than ever. They've got high speed, and they're closer together on the ground, so you're seeing it all the time.
How tough was Jimmy Cracker, Harves?
Well, he put it this way, he could fight.
What happened there, Harbs?
Well, there was a melee, and I was walking out, and I must have said something to Jimmy, and he didn't like it. But Arnold Bryce, the runner, had hold of Jimmy at that particular stage, his right hand. So I thought, oh, I'll just give him a verbal spray, and next minute he hit me with the left, and I didn't even see it coming. So in those days, he actually never got reported there because the camera sort of, I know they picked it up, but the boys didn't pick it up, so let it be.
Was there any player during your time, who was the one player that when you went out to play, you just needed to know where they were?
Oh, Mullane, without a doubt. He was the guy that, I mean, at times at playing the wing, or you're sort of close by in the half of a flank, and when he was around, you knew you had to keep your eye on what was going on. Yeah, it's what we call spatial awareness, Gary.
I had good spatial awareness.
What do you think of Gary's top six?
What were they? I didn't get those.
Righto. So Glenn Archer.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Paul
yeah.
Kelly, no, Duncan Callaway, Stephen Silvani, Gavin Brown and Michael Voss.
All of those blokes qualify. Very good list, Gary.
Thank you.
If Tim didn't have me in his list, then I think you would have won the battle.
There's a lot of blokes that would qualify for this, but I left Tony Bahajar out. How tough was Budgie, the little fella?
Well, he's 5'3", and you know, he's sort of in and under all the time. He came from West Australia, played in the late 70s, early 80s, went on to play the Bulldogs. So he was, he was a tough little guy that you could always rely on. I didn't sort of play a lot of footy with him, but I was certainly aware of what he did.
It's been a pleasure. It always is. Did Tim really take on Dennis Banks in the 1990 grand final?
Tim avoided those sort of situations, Gary. It wasn't him at all. Tim's 6'3" or 6'3", 95 kilos. You'd think he'd be front and centre, but no. He was a circler.
Stick to your knitting, I always say.
I'll tell you what, I've met him many times. In his 70s, a bloke called Ricky McLean would have been fairly... He would have been in that list if you included the 70s.
Yeah, no, his name's come through on our text machine a number of times as well.
Didn't qualify for the 80s for me.
Okay, great to talk to you, Harbs.
See you, boys.
Mark Harvey there, who sat pretty comfortably on half shoulders, I thought.
way too comfortably. He wore that well, didn't he?
No, he's very, very happy with it.